I have to share this really cool story because I think it's going to inspire some of you. I'm always talking about the importance of building an email list, and sometimes that can be really frustrating or discouraging, especially when you're like, how am I supposed to build an email list when I don't have a huge following? So I got this message from one of my Marketing Impact Academy students. Her name is Jaylen, and Jaylen is an artist. Her art is very inspired by nature and joy and happiness. It's very beautiful art. And she had always used Instagram to sell it. Now, she doesn't have a huge Instagram following, but she joined the Marketing Impact Academy and kept hearing me say the importance of really building your email list. Okay, so when she posted her art to her Instagram, she would get DMs, and that's where she would make most of her sales, is using the DMs. Such a very small percentage of your following, even if it's a small following, a very small percentage of that small following is actually seeing your content every day. Even if they want to, they just don't see it. And that's up to Instagram. So she knew she needed to get those people on her email list. So she changed her approach and told her followers that if they wanted access to her latest art, they would need to get on her email list. That was where she served her, quote, VIPs. When you're promoting an email list, you have to think about, like, okay, what is in it for them? Meaning, like, the people that are following you, like, why would they want to join your email list? Well, Jaylen told them, this is where you're going to get my limited edition art. This is the art that I'm not making any more of. And if you want a chance to purchase it, you've got to be on my email list. As a result of that, she tripled her email list. And every time now, she sells out her amazing art in less than 24 hours. Maybe you're interested in art, or maybe you would just like to see how Jaylen does this and how she serves her list. Either way, I recommend that you go to her site so you can learn from a student who has learned from MIA. Her website is Jaylen, J-A-Y-L-I-N, Knutson, K-N-U-T-S-O-N.com. And of course, the link can be found in our show notes. Congratulations, Jaylen. Super proud of your story. And I know that you will inspire others to do the same. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday, which Brett and I are recording from the car. Today's quick tip is about your email list and creating the right freemium. And I wanted to share with you what we do, what we've been doing, and how important it is to keep testing. Developing the right freemium makes all the difference in the world for two reasons. Number one, conversions. And number two, building your email list. So if you're using a freemium that just is not attracting people, then you got to come up with another freemium. And if you are creating a freemium that isn't converting, well, then you've got to do a couple of different things. If people are opting in like crazy to the freemium, like you're getting a ton of emails, but they're not converting into sales, it's your email flow. It's what you're doing as a follow-up. And that's where we're at right now, is trying to revisit that with the 131 method. But the 131 method, we have been now with it, or I should say, we developed it, launched it, whatever you want to call it, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And since that time, we've been playing with different freemiums. Some of them have included
2 full years as the 131 method.
Yeah. What are some of the freemiums we've tested?
Hashimoto's.
PMS, like how to deal with PMS naturally.
Hormones, keto-friendly, a mom keto-friendly one. A
couple different keto guides. And all of them have done okay, you know, pretty well. Even pretty good hasn't been good enough. We just keep testing new freemiums. And our freemiums are not a joke. Like, they have to like really blow people away. Like, that is people's first impression of our program. It needs to solve the problem that the person's looking for in that moment, but at the same time, when they receive the freemium, it needs to address the problem that they're dealing with, but it also needs to kind of make it very clear to people that this isn't the whole solution, that the whole solution is the 131 method. And what we've finally discovered, a freemium that is freaking crushing for us. We're adding over 5,000 new email addresses every single week. And it was just a system of trial and error, like figuring out, like, okay, can we make it better? Can we make it better? Can we make it better? that freemium is now very specifically related to a certain type of weight loss. It's taken us 2.5 years to figure that out. My message, my tip for you tonight is to never be okay with okay results. Like, if you're getting okay results, you can get better results. You can use a better headline. You can use a better freemium. You can think about all the different problems and all the different things that your service, your product provides as a solution and what your target audience is dealing with. What is your target audience struggling with in this moment? Go further back to a more basic foundational problem that they're having and solve that in a freemium. Our lifer for the 1-through-1 method is someone who wants to get healthy. Ultimately, the 1-through-1 method is going to help them figure out how to get healthy from the inside out. But in this moment, he or she is struggling with PMS, hormones, stress-related weight gain. They're trying to figure out all these different diets. And they're also dealing with their weight. And that is what we just kept dialing it back to and dialing it back to. So that's my recommendation to you. Sit down with a pen and a piece of paper, do some brainstorming, and figure out how you can create better freemiums. And then don't be afraid to spend a little bit of money on your Facebook advertising to get people to those freemiums. All right, guys, thanks for being here. It is our goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done. Hey, thanks for being here, Brett.
All right, this is my first Quick Tip Tuesday.
You're right.
Awesome.
All right, well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like more Brett Johnson, let us know. Talk to you soon. Talk to you on Thursday. Bye. My team at Team Johnson, they are awesome and they are your team. They are here to serve you. Every quarter, we produce a new guide that teaches you as an entrepreneur everything you need to know about the latest and greatest changes at Instagram. And you and I both know, like, Instagram is a beast. Like with stories and IGTV and going live and all the changes to the feed and the carousel posts and video posts. Holy cow, there's just so much. And we want to simplify it for you. Like, it was literally so much for me. I had to add additional people to my team just to help me focus on Instagram, do the case studies, report back on what's happening. Instead of, you know, regurgitating what everybody hears on YouTube, I want to know, like, what is working, what isn't working. And it changes so often that I've got a team that this is what they're devoted to. And every quarter we produce a new guide sharing with you, entrepreneurs, people who are trying to build their brand, exactly how to use Instagram to do that. To grab your copy for free, to download it, trust me, it's amazeballs. Go to shaleen.com/IG hacks.